under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this TGIF. Thank God it is Friday, June 5th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Vicki and I went out on a date night last Friday to see the movie Pressure. Well, today, June 5th, 1944, was supposed to be the day the Allied forces were going to storm the beaches of Normandy, France. The movie is all about the weathermen, an English meteorologist versus an American. The American based his forecast on history, former years, cycles, on that particular day, June 5th, 1944. Looking at June 5th from 1925, 1904, laying out his case, arguing with the British meteorologist, who was more scientific at the time. High pressure, low pressure, winds, monitoring information from around the world, and his prediction that a huge storm was coming and that they could not or should not attack on June 5th. Eisenhower, in the movie, played by Brandon Fraser, who did a great job, demanded an answer. Okay, if not June 5th, when? The professor, scientist, meteorologist from Great Britain said June 18th. And all of the generals, commanders went absolutely nuts. It's a great movie. Highly recommend it. I give it two thumbs up, absolutely. Go see it tonight, because tonight is the history of D-Day. It was supposed to happen June 5th, 1944, but it didn't. And you need to go see the movie to understand the pressure two meteorologists were put under. An American versus Great Britain. And we all know the history now. On June 6, 1944, but there was a window of weather that you need to go and see in this movie. Highly recommend it. Great movie. Get yourself some buttered popcorn, maybe a candy bar, and a soft drink, and go sit back and watch history. Very well done. Absolutely interesting. I knew part of the history of it, but not all of it. It was absolutely well done. Highly recommend it. Got a great show lined up for you today. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield. Justin Michael has been out putting up signs for his campaign for Congress. We'll speak with him next. Short break. We'll be right back.
Citizens of Northern Michigan, your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is Justin Michael. He's a candidate running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. I'm liking what I'm seeing. You're 4x8s popping up all over the first congressional district. I especially like where you're putting them in grassy areas, the little string trimmer you're bringing with you to mow those babies down so they're going to be visible for the next 45 days. Man, you've been traveling all over the district.
Yeah, putting a lot of T-post in. So the hands are getting a little bit. But, you know, I consider it to be good because we got a lot of people in this district that have working hands.
Right.
And that's one of the things people say when you show up, you know, you're not wearing a suit, you're wearing a hat, or you're dressed down a little bit. And I said, well, because have you ever known anybody that wears a suit to work hard? So we're in there just busting it out. We've put in them. I mean, we're averaging about 15 a day right now, and people don't realize they're very expensive. They're very time consuming, and there's such a vast. Yesterday, I think we did 440 miles. Just moving around, putting signs in. Yeah, and we started at 6 a.m., got home at 10:30. So it's but it's great, though. People are reaching out saying, oh, we're seeing your signs. That's so cool. And you can see we've seen an uptick in contributions to the campaign, too. So you see name recognition out there, and it's nice. It's really nice when people that you don't know are reaching out to you on Facebook or Instagram saying, hey, we're seeing what you're doing. It's really cool. We got to visit your website and see it. Good luck to you. We're rooting for you. Or we're supporting you. So that's what it's about. And that's what's it's nice. It's kind of, it's weird. I know you've run for office too, so you probably can
yep.
dive
in. Well,
this,
you know, the coolest part for me was when you're out there and they know it's you. I mean, they can tell, you know, well, me, especially with my beard, but the horn blowing and the thumbs up and the people honking the horns and waving at you. I'm sure you're getting a lot of that while you're actually out there pounding the signs in.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that's different. I've never been one to really project myself out there. So when you're driving around and you see your name on a 4x8 sign and people are you know, waving or like, yeah, you go. It's
right.
You feel a little timid, but it is kind of different when you're driving and you forget that you have a sign coming up, and then all of a sudden your name's right there, and it's like, well, my name's on this sign. It's all kind of surreal, but then again, you know, you're doing it to get name recognition and get people out there so they can at least see your message and make a decision whether or not they want to vote for you, and that's all we can do. I mean, we rolled 80,000 miles in the district, so that was pretty cool. I'm hoping to get to 100,000. I want to do 100,000 miles in the district before the primary. I think that's a testament to how hard we're working and what we're doing. We got a UP tour coming up next week. All week we'll be in UP tour. We'll finish that up in Houghton. We got a parade that we're going to be in up there, and then it'll be back down. I go from Houghton to Iosco County. So if you can imagine, that drive's going to be a good one. I leave Houghton in the morning, and then I get to Iosco in the evening for their Lincoln Reagan Day dinner, so that'll be a good push. About 9-hour drive from the tip up there up to or down to Iosco. So listen, we're on the move. We're doing what we can do. We're out meeting people, doing a lot of door knocking, doing a lot of sign placement. So that's all we can do. We're just moving forward, and we're doing it as grassroots as possible. Everybody that's coming out, I'm so grateful for everybody that calls and says, oh, please put a sign in our yard, or we'll buy a sign to put in our yard, or the people that are out there helping me put the signs in. I'm so grateful for that, because it's a lot of work. I'm trying to get and put every big sign up myself, but I have people that come out and help me put those up, which is great, especially on windy days. You know what it's like.
Oh,
I mean, it's,
yes,
it's like holding on to a sail, but it's really nice. And one of the things that I really appreciate about people in our district is just how kind people are. Everybody wants to help. What can I do to help? And that's, to me, that's just the essence of who we are as people. And it's unique to where we live. Not every place in the world has people who are so kind and considerate. And in our district, we're really tough. We're really resilient and can get through a lot of things, but we have a kindness in our heart, a genuine kindness and care for people that is incredible and amazing, and something that I really appreciate about being from here. I mean, I take this with me everywhere I try to go on earth, but you know, people are often hesitant to receive that because they're not used to it. And up here, you can literally knock on people's doors and they're grateful for you to be there. They're like, do you need something to drink? Are you hungry? You know, and that's just, it's awesome. That's the best part about being out there, is just meeting people.
Well, it's speaking of people, Christine reached out to me and she said, Chucker, would you mind sharing the photograph? They've created a flyer for an upcoming fundraising event, and it's going to be Wednesday, June 24th. This is actually the day after the absentee ballots start going out. It's going to be down in West Branch, 3601 Wicks Road, Wednesday, June 24th. The doors open at 5:30, and this is a fundraiser for you. They even have a QR code that people, if they scan it, will take you directly to your website, JustinMichaelForCongress.com. Food's going to be provided, and pretty interesting evening lined up. Christine put this together, others there. One of the things that I think people need to understand, this is crunch time, Justin. This is when, you know, you got to have the signs out. You got to be going to all these events. But more importantly, it's time to reach the voters and reach the absentee ballots. There's absentee ballot chasing. There's a lot of costs that actually come directly right now. This is crunch time. Explain to people the dynamics of that and what they can do to help.
Yeah, so you're absolutely correct in that. You got a really short window to hit as many people as possible. And people don't realize how expensive everything is. It doesn't matter if it's radio advertisement or if it's television advertisement. It's the mailers. It's the signs. I mean, those 4x8 signs, if you don't buy them in bulk, they can run up to $100 a piece.
Sure.
You know, so we get a pretty decent deal on them considering you got to shop around. But, you know, with freight shipping and everything else, those prices come up. And we have such a large district, 28,000 square miles, 800,000 people to reach. And you don't have that much participation in the primary. So you're really trying to push people to get out and vote on a day that they're not typically used to. Everyone thinks November is the election. No, our election is in August, August 4th. So it's so important to raise as much money as you can. And I understand as a grassroots candidate, people don't have a lot of money right now, especially with the cost of gasoline and food and other things being so expensive. People are tightening their and you don't see the Republicans donating as much this cycle as we have previously. So this is my first kind of official fundraiser, mainly because I just wanted to get out and get people's trust before I started passing around the tithing bucket. But I'm asking people, we're not trying to waste your money on things. What we're trying to do is use this money strategically to buy signs and be able to get the word out there, because we do need change. And a lot of people feel that. And the only way to get change is to get people to know who you are and get your name out there. And the only way to do that, unfortunately, is to send out mailers or send out flyers or go door knocking or get signs and digital advertisement. And unfortunately, all those things cost money. So, and not only that, we're traveling. I'm trying to cover most of my travel expenses myself. I've done that, you know, strategically throughout this entire time, because I don't want people to think like I can't afford my gas, and yet I'm giving this guy money to pay for his. So, you know, it's one of the things we've tried to show is that we're fiscally conservative in our spends and how we do it. We do it strategically, and we do it with pinpoint precision. And the reason I show people that now is because if I'm willing to do that when I'm running for office, then when I get into office, I want to do the same thing. So, you know, that's where we've been. But any contribution, it doesn't matter if it's $5 or a dollar or $100. Every single dollar goes to something of meaningful worth. And it's done not to push propaganda, but to show people that they have an option and someone they can vote for and someone they can trust. And that's me. So We're so blessed. I call every single person that gives me a contribution on the phone. Doesn't matter if I get in at 11 o'clock at night, I still call them, and then I apologize for calling them so late. But I make sure to every person knows if it's a $5 donation, I call and say, thank you so much because you just bought a yard sign. And if you want that yard sign, I'll bring it straight to you. And, you know, most people, I would say if you have extra money and you can and donate, you buy a sign for yourself. You're also buying signs for other people. And then those signs are seen by people in the neighborhoods. And it's pretty neat. So, you know, we're out there. It is crunch time. We've got a great plan. We're trying to implement what we can do. And we're doing that, you know, based on the hard earned money of the people in this district. We're not going after special interest groups and lobbyists, we're focused on getting finances from people who are here, who are part of this district, and who care about the success of the people in the district.
I'm going to give out the website, folks, if you want to go and donate. Check out also his plan. He has it listed right there. Justin Michael, M-I-C-H-A-L, or F-O-R, congress.com is the website. You also have media pages. If people want to see where you're going to be, you're pretty active on your media pages. Explain people where they can find out where you're going to be, where they can see you next week, especially up in the UP.
Yeah, so we're on Facebook at Justin Michael for Congress and Instagram, Justin Michael for Congress. And listen, if you own a business or you work someplace that would love to have a sit down, meet and greet, and just have me come in and just kind of learn what your business operations are. One of the things we try to do on the campaign trail is just promote local businesses. And it's not my story I tell. It's the story of the businesses that you guys work in. So, you know, any listeners out there that are in the UP or in northern lower Michigan that want, you know, me to come by and give you guys some free advertisement. I post about your stories and your businesses because I want people to be able to support local. And it's a great way for me to not only meet people that work, that are employed, the business owners. It gives a really good opportunity for people in the district to be able to get new clients and new customers and meet. So, you know, that's one way to do it, is just reach out to me through social media outlets. We post about that stuff and we get a lot of views on our posts for restaurants and small businesses that we support or try to support while we're on the campaign trail. And it's the best way to get out and meet people. We've met thousands and thousands of people in this district that way. So, yeah, social media is a great following, and you can see me. I'm kind of the Carmen San Diego of northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I've traveled so much that people often wonder if I have twins or triplets because we're in so many different places at a different time.
You cloned yourself, hey?
Yeah. I wish I could, because then I'd be in a lot more parades, I'll tell you that much.
Right. So. Well, I'm going to give out the campaign phone number, if that's okay, Justin.
Yeah, 989-889-4333.
So again, 889-4333. You can text, you can call, leave him a voicemail, he'll get back to you. If you want a yard sign, just, you know, text him, give him your address, and I'm sure it'll show up there and be right in your front yard. Final thoughts, yep. Justin, before I let you go for today.
Listen, be safe this weekend. Hopefully we're gonna have some good weather. Next week's supposed to be a warm one, a scorcher, so you know, be ready to go on that. But we'll be in touch. Randy, you be safe. Take care of yourself. Thank you so much for what you do. Thanks for your fight for our constitutional republic. And I appreciate you, bud. You take care of yourself. Have a wonderful day.
You be too, safe. Brother.
Be yeah, may safe. God bless you. May God bless this district.
Amen. Thank you, Justin. The website, folks, that you need to go to, again, Justin Michael, M-I-C-H-A-L, F-O-R, congress.com. If you can afford to donate $10, it'll pay for a yard sign. You know, if you can afford 50, maybe even 100, that will go towards a couple of 4x8s. The stakes he's talking about alone, those green stakes that you pound in the ground and use zip ties, those are $9 a piece. So even a bag of zip ties are $20. So do what you can. Greatly appreciate that. We're going to step away, bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is